room. Yeah. Okay, so look on the left-hand side. This is how where the piece begins. We'll read most of it, not everything tonight. So again, the way that each Torah is built upon questions, answer the questions. Once we have an answer to the question, we take that and really do a deep dive to understanding what that means in terms of practical avodah. So again, by quoting Pesukim, Vayedaber Hashem Moshe Lemor, Daber El Aron, Ve'amarta Lev, Ve'haloschas, Neiros, Ve'amu Pnei HaMenor, Ya'iru Shivas, Neiros. For Parshas Tetzaveh, earlier in Shmos, he brings here Perek Chav Zayin, it says, Ba'ol Moheid Michutz LaParoches Asher Al Ha'idus, Ya'aroch Oso. You should, little means to arrange it. Aaron, he'll arrange the menorah. Veloksiv Ya'ale Oso, it doesn't make it cause it to rise up. O Yadlik Oso, in order to light it up. So Tzarech Bias, so you have to understand. Lam Loksiv Gam Sham Loshem Ha'aloh. Why over there, when we had the original command of the menorah, with all the other, Kalim in the Mishkan, why didn't it say Ha'aloh over there? Kamoshin Amar Kalik says here in our Parsha, Bahaloscha, right, the word of Aliyah, calls to rise up, Esanir, calls them to rise up on their own. So that's question number one, why here it has going up, and when we're originally given the command of the menorah, it doesn't. Fine. Upir Shugam HaMeforshim, Alpima Sha'omr Chazal, the Gemara in Yuma, the Halakas Menorah Lav Avodahi. Isn't that wild? That really, the technically lighting of the menorah did not have to be done by a Kohen. It's not part of the Avoda. Ella Hatovus Haneros, Unasinas Hapasilos Vahashemen, who would have a Avoda? The actual mode of Avoda was the Hatovus Haneros, means the cleaning out of the menorah. You know, all the schmutz, all the oil, and everything they crept in overnight. So the cleaning it out, that had to be done by a, it's machlokas for Shonen, the Rambam, the Ravid, but the Hatovus Haneros, and the putting of the psil means the wick, and the shemen, that was Navoda. Mitochach posok Rambam zal, v'zeloshon halakas neros kashira gam bizarim. Right? The halakha of the ner. Lighting the menorah can be done by a zar, means by a non-kohen. Lefikach im hitev ha-kohen es neros v'hotzim l'chutz. If a kohen would prepare the menorah, right, which is, has to be done because that's the avodah, so that has to be done by the kohen, and then take it outside. Mutu lezar lahalikon, because a zar wasn't allowed to walk there. So how's he going to wait? Because the Kohen would prepare the menorah, bring the menorah outside, a czar would light it, whereas a czar is allowed to walk, a non-Kohen walk, and then bring it back in. The Fizei Yufan, the Parshas Tetzaveh, in Parshas Tetzaveh, when the original command was given, the name of Loshen Tzivui al Mitzvah Haneros, that's when the actual command for the Neros of the menorah, because they have Ya'aruch also to arrange it. Daika, you arrange it, fine. Kirak al Arichas Haneros Nitzav al Kohen, because that's the only thing Kohen's commanded on. The lighting of the menorah, according to the Rambam, is not does not need to be done by a kohen. I'm not a kohen, feeling kind of entitled right now. I could light the menorah, according to the Rambam. V'lo adi halab, right? But now it causes to rise up. Avakan shlo nemer b'loshen tzivi v'chiv. Here in our parsha b'haloscha, it's not the actual command and the obligation of doing it. Shapik tziv loshen halol. That's why it makes sense over here. It's caused to go up. Ki b'stoma hedlik oson aron shahari osu lazar likanes lehechol. Because the Aaron who's lighting it, and the non-Kohen is not allowed to walk into the part of the base of Mikdash. V'tzarech b'yotam b'davazeh. So I was like, that's a little bit of a strange idea, that the preparation for the menorah, that has to be done by Kohen, the actual lighting doesn't? Tzarech b'yotam means you have to understand why. Lama be'emes... Why is the arranging, the preparation before the mitzvah is done, like more chashuv, more important, more restricted than the actual lighting itself? Zik shir bazar v'zelo. One a non kohen can do it, and one non kohen can't. Halaricha ain't ela hachon la halaka. It's just preparing it, right? You know, yeah. I'll give you it's a bad example, but like, you know, what's more important, the preparing of the food or the eating of the food? Right? So you think the main thing is to eat the food. If you just prepare the food, nothing does with it. So the preparation that has to be by kohen. The actual ma'isa, the ma'isa mitzvah. Okay, maybe not the best example, but let's see. Od yesh levora. So another point to understand. Again, just getting the flow of the Torah to understand all the questions. Then he's going to boom, knock off all the questions one by one. Masha calls with Parshas Ketores. When it talks about the mitzvah of the Ketores, Hiktir Alav Aaron Ketores Samim Baboikir, that we do the Ketores on in the morning, Behetivu Esaneus Yaktireno,
by arranging the neros, you makter the ketores. Valos arnes aneros bein harbayim yaktuven a ketores tomid. So he does this with the constant thing with the korbanos. Vaharei shakosuv tola havoides a ketores beadlokas arichas aneros. So you see that the pasuk connects the ketores with the neros, the bringing of the ketores with the lighting of the menorah. Shihu smuchos zulazu, they're connected right next to each other. Hey b'boker, hey b'erev. When you do it twice in the once in the morning, once in the afternoon. So v'tzorach bir le'inyan v'tam b'zeh. Why is the ketores connected to the menorah? Ma hakesher? What's the connection? V'ashaychus shel shtei avodos halu zu lezu. So why are the ketores now connected? It's a lot of questions we got. Senachim od mash omer b'midrash brings a midrash in Shir Hashirim. Amash shakosu b'matan Torah. Vayomer Hashem Eli, Shamati es kol divrei ha'am hazim. Hashem says, I've heard the voice of this nation. Heitivu kol asher divan. Mahu heitivu kol asher divan. What does it mean? So, chiyah bar ada u bar kapara. It's machlokus between chiyah bar ada and bar kapara. Chad omer, one of them says, hatova ke hatova saneros. It's good, like the preparing of the neros. The Chadam, the other one said, Hatova ke Hatovas Hakitoris. So here you see in the Medrash, two different ways of explaining this is connecting to the, is the response of the Klai Yisrael like Neros, or is the response of the Klai Yisrael more like Kitoris? Vizet Temuam, oh, this is very puzzling. Ma in Hatovas Neros va Hatovas Hakitoris Lakan. What in the world does preparing the Neros or preparing the Kitoris have to do with the response of the Jewish people when they're receiving the Torah? It seems at first glance to be very far fetched. So the Chol Zayivur Sa'al. What's that? Okay. Thank you. V'chol zayivur, so all this can be explained api yadua shehakadosh baruch hu bara es ha'odam beguf u'neshama. So we know this. This is obvious that each one of us is created with a body and with a soul. Haguf moshe achar ha'odam l'mata. The body is what pulls us downward. Le'inyonim chumrim, to physical things. Shalom, shalom. Welcome. And haneshama moshechas es ha'adam l'mala l'makor mechzato shetachas kisei hakavod. So again, we had a few questions talking about the inyan of the neros, how it's connected to ketores, and how the preparation for the menorah has to be done by a kohen. The actual lighting does not. And I was explaining a few more ideas over here, how we know that we have two different we're a composite of a body and a soul. And each one drawing us in different directions. The body's pulling us downward, the neshama is pulling us up. Chemosha Amr Shlom HaMelech al Hashalom. Run Kufnun Ches on the right side. Ruach b'nei ha'odam ha'oile ha'lamale v'ruach ha'mehema yoredes hi lamate la'aretz. Okay, right, so the spiritual side pulls up and the animal side just pulls it down. Ruach b'nei ha'odam ro'imez la'aneshama ha'nefesh elokis shiva odam. Says a hint to the divine soul that's inside of the Jewish people. It says, Ner Hashem Nishmas Odom. He oilem nimsheches alos lamala. So again, that's the part of us that's drawn. You know, as the Sfarim explained, you look at a candle, you've got a flame, and if it wasn't for that wick holding it down, it would just keep going up. The nature of it is to rise. Right? Linyon ruchnim, so we rise up to spiritual things. Ruch shabaham, but the animal side of us, hainu haguf, hanefesh abaham, is the animal soul. Again, as we spoke about last week, that this is coming from Tanya, right? That there's the doctrine of the two souls. We have a divine soul and an animal soul. Hayared is he lamata la'aretz, it's pulling us down. Shemoshech is he ha'adam lamata l'inyone olam hazeh. So the physical soul is the animal soul is pulling us down into this world. V'tachlis kol zehi, what's the reason why we have this? She'odam al yidei avodoso yahafuch es ha'chomer letzura. This is based upon the Maharal, which is also a very strong influence in Tosh Rebbe's thought and in writings. There's chomer, which is physical thing, and there's tzura, which is the, I don't know how to translate it. It means a form, but it means spirituality. Think of it for, it's very simplistic translation. Think of it as like physical versus spiritual. Chomer and surah. V'yavatalis aguf ha'chumri el rotzun ha'neshama. And the whole purpose over here is to subjugate and to nullify what the body wants to do for the more spiritual goals. This is something that we're all familiar with. Sha'neshama timshol Allah b'chol ma'asam. That the neshama should rule over the guf. V'lo chas v'shalom lehefech, not the opposite, where the body is telling the neshama what to do. Shasham tia kefufa umeshubedes tachas rotzen umeshal saguf. So, you know, in one of Yaakov Shechter Swarm, he writes that everybody in life is either at one or two facets. You're either an eved or you're a melech. A melech is you're ruling over, you're in control, or you're an eved, you're being told what to do. Right? So that's really what's the difference here. Is the guf on top and you're an eved, or is the neshama on top and you're a melech? That's what he's saying over here. So in order to achieve this, that thank God we have the Torah that gives us the insight, the inspiration, and the directives as to how to do this. Because through the Torah, we're taught how to subjugate the body to fulfill what the neshama wants and needs. As the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Torah weakens, drains a person's koch, takes their strength away from them. Adam who meloshen adama. So you think Poshim Shabbi, the Gemara says, oh, I'm really tired. After a long day of learning, I'm exhausted. I mean, it could be you're tired after a long day of learning. But that's not the amkus. When it says the Torah weakens the Adam, Adam comes from the word adama, physicality, earth. So it weakens the earthliness. It weakens the physicality of a person. It pulls a person away from the world of physical, and learning Torah injects them into the world of spirituality. Dehainu artzius aguf, the physical drawing, pulling downward of a person's body. Torah machteshes machnia koach chumrius gufu shel adam. What it means, not that you physically get tired out from a long day. A person get tired from lifting weights in the gym. That does not necessarily going to doesn't mean you're separated from physicality. Probably by lifting weights, you're more connected to physical things. But the Torah removes the physicality. V'chein omer chazal gemar and makos rotzal kodesh bar lezakos. We say this all the time. As Yisrael lefikachim Torah mitzvah shenemar, right? Hashem chomis tavansiv yagav v'yor lezakos, to purify is a lashon of zach v'naki, to make pure and to make clean. So when it says the Torah, Hashem wanted lezakos es Yisrael, Hashem wanted to purify us. He wanted to cleanse us out of that. And that's why He gives us Torah mitzvos. Every mitzvah we do elevates ourselves. That's why people don't understand. They have a simplistic understanding why Chabad is so meshugan about getting Yidden through it. Even one mitzvah. Did you put on tefillin today? I love that. I was in the parade on Sunday. I was loving it. I saw the Babish. I was watching him going from person to person. I couldn't hear him because the music was blasting so loud. I could see the other guy's nodding. He said, yes, I put on tefillin today. And he got, well, I'd watch it with the next guy. He goes, yes, the work in the room. The work in the parade. Because every mitzvah does something. You might have the best kavanas. Every mitzvah accomplishes something. It purifies the body. Hashem wants us to purify our bodies. That's the whole point. The Torah, helps us separate ourselves from indulging. Look at our gedolim. Right, you look at a gedolim. You would never. I mean, it's a silly thing to even say. But you would never imagine like Reb Moshe Feinstein or like the Bubba Rebbe. You never imagine a gedolim fressing at a smorgasbord. Just doesn't go. They're so connected to the spiritually. Right? Okay, uvezen novo levar inyan avoides aminor. Now by this we can come back and understand the questions he began. What's this all about with the menorah? So the body of a barnash means a human being, is the psil, is a wick. And the light is lights up above. Shlomo Malkut Savach V'Amar. Was that a question?
Huh? No, it's just like the analogy of a wick, like there's flame inside of us and the body's just like helping manifest that.
Yeah, there's a famous teaching from the Moray Naim, Chernobler. He says, Nefesh is Rosh Yitevis for the three parts of there's, it stands for Ner, Psil, and Shemin. The Ner, in modern Hebrew, like you look at the kid, these are camp, that's a Ner, but in Mishnayis, the Ner is the actual cup. That's the receptacle that you pour things in, that's the base, it's called the Ner. The shemen is the oil, and the psil is what it is. That's nefesh, right? Okay, Good. He has, I think it's by Hanukkah, he says this idea. But yeah, that's what means near Hashem Nishmas Adam. That's we are. Oh, Shlomo Malka Tzavach VaOmar V'Shemen Al Roshcha Al Yach. Don't ever have oil lacking for your head. Dahan Horish V'Roshcha Itzrich LeMashcha In Uvdun Tavan. Okay, so that's the Zohar. He's going to explain what this means. Pirush Duguf Shal Adam Nimshol Psila Shebener. The body of a human being, of a Jew, is compared to the wick of the candle. The nishmas or nimshala l'or haner, and your nisham is compared to the actual light. That's what it means. Ki a neshama meira l'toch haguf, that the neshama is what lights up the guf. Now again, just to come back to it, the whole point is that who's in the driver's seat? You know, Tanya talks about that these two kings are fighting for the guf, right? Is it who? And it's winner takes all. So who's in the driver's seat right now? Is it the neshama? Is it the Nefesh HaBahamas? Is it Nefesh HaKis? Is our animal soul ruling over us? Is our physical things? Are we being selfish? That's Nefesh HaBahamas. Or are we being godly? Are we being mevat to ourselves? That's Nefesh HaKis. Nehorah de Beroshod Itzrich L'Moshach. What does it mean? Hainu Kimosha L'Toch HaNer Tzrichin L'Tzuk Shemin. So again, if you don't know what a ner is, you think it means the candle. But the ner is the receptacle that holds the oil, so you have to pour in oil. Kidei shehapasila timshach achar ha'esh vitalik, so that you have to light it up. Kemochin begufu shel adam. So talk to in our physical body. Shenimshel pasila, which is compared to the wick. Kidei sheyimshach achar haneshama ta'irbo or haneshama, so we can have the light of the neshama pulling it afterwards. Tzorech ha'adam lahad lihidabek be'esek ha'torah v'mitzvos. You have to be connected to our mitzvahs in order to have the light shine through. Shenim shel Hashem and kiyidua, because that's what's compared to oil, as is well known. Va'ayde koach haTorah nimshach haguf achar rotzon haneshama. So through the Torah, we're able to pull the body to do what the neshama wants to do all along. Ki haTorah machteshes koach shel adam kanal. So we mentioned that the Torah is going to pull us away from that chomer, from that physical feeling. It's interesting, just one of the ways the Mashiach is described is an Ani Rochev al Chamor. Right? An Ani is a poor man who's Rochev riding on a Chamor. So, you know, we think little kids think so. Some like guy with a long white beard is going to come along riding on a little donkey. What it means is Mashiach is the one who's al ha Chamor, who's above Chumrius, who's above Chomer, who's above physicality. Who's one whose Torah has totally mastered and converted and elevated their whole perception, their whole life approach is about ruchnius, right? That's what it means to be master over the chamor. Okay, lechein therefore kasher heichin hakohen es psilos b'menor. Now we're going to answer our original questions. When the kohen was the one who was preparing the wicks, right? And then we just explained that the wick is really the metaphor for the body that needs to be lit up with Torah. When the Kohen is doing this, he's the one who's preparing the wicks. The wicks are the bodies of the Jewish people. They should be vessels. That our bodies should be able to be fitting, that the light of the Torah can shine into that. Because when you pour in the oil into that, that the light of Torah should shine into our bodies. And by doing this, our bodies should be able to subjugate themselves to the will of what the neshama wants. And that's why it seems counterintuitive. We started off, we asked the question, why is it that the Kohen doesn't have to light the menorah, but the Kohen says, well, the preparation. You understand that the preparation is the ikar. That's why in Chassidus there's such an emphasis on the preparations before a mitzvah. You don't just fall into a davening. You learn beforehand, you go to mikveh beforehand, you give tzedakah beforehand, and you prepare yourself for a davening. You prepare yourself for the mitzvah. So the kohanim have to prepare the psilas, the wicks, which is that the light of the Torah can go into the guf. Hatovas harichas and menorah, aval halaka haisik sher gam bazar. But the lighting up, anybody can do that. V'lo nitzrachu l'ze avoidus coin daika. It doesn't have to be specifically through a coin. Dekeven shah coin kavar poil al yidei ha'arochel atayras gufon shal b'nei Yisrael. Since the coin already set everything up, he already cleansed out the guf. lahayir him or a Torah. That way, the light of the Torah can go through. Memelin is lahi v'kirbam or haneshama. So then, the light can shine in through him. The acher shehaguf nizdakeh when it's live or haneshama melala. Then once it's there, it's everything set up. Then the light can shine. Okay, uveze yivur mashe. This is one of the questions that we also asked. Why is it the Torah links the bringing of the Ketores with the menorah? Right? They were linked together. The Torah says that these two avodas are hand in hand. So up and now we're talking about the menorah. Well, how do you come to the Ketores? So let's explain how this connects. Ki gam avodas haKetores bo letach lezu letayr lezakech es gufan shel bnei Yisrael. Because the Ketores also had the same purpose. Just like the menorah was to purify our bodies, so to the Ketores. Shihu kelim ru'uim lehoyer b'hem or haneshama, that we can be able to have the light of our neshama shine. L'chei nikros b'shem Ketores. That's what the word Ketores actually means. Shihu miloshen ketira lechai almin, a tying into to the eternal life. Miloshen kesher means like an attachment. In modern days, even think kesher is a tie. Right? They call it an aniva, right? They call it that. But a kesher, it's the Hasidim joke. You know why they don't wear ties? Because, you know, kesher rishoyim. You don't want to be. Kiba avoidus a ketores. With the ketores, Paul hakohen the kasher gufen shel bnei Yisrael el or haneshama. We're attaching the guf to the light of the neshama. V'yu al pimasha amar bezor hakadosh kadahu sitra bisho. Havichami ansho the ketores de salik this kafi of arik the lol yochil the krov akal. Okay, so what was he talking about? The sha'ayde haketores by doing this avoid the ketores hayom machniim umevatlin es kochos hara. It humbles and it gets rid of all the negativity of the kochos hara. Uvricho kol kochos azuchama misitra achra, and they flee. They run away. All the sitra achra, these things of impurity, the zuhon, the spiritual impurities, ayideze netaru gufan shel bnei Yisrael mezuhom osan, and this purifies the Jewish people. If you remember when COVID started, we had on Zoom, we had a Tehillim, and Rav Asher Weiss Shlita spoke. If you remember this, and one of the things he suggested was reciting the Ketores every day, because this idea how it's the tremendous segula. Of what it means of saying Ketores. V'nasa kelim ru'uim she'toyer b'hem or haneshama v'zoch l'kasher aguf el rotzon haneshama v'chim v'rus from HaKadoshim be'inyin misas nodav v'navihu ayideh Ketores. That's how nodav v'navihu died, through bringing the Ketores. V'chasher hiktiru Ketores l'fnim, they went to the highest levels. Nizbat l'koch gufam mikol the kol el or haneshama. So this is what this firm called klaisa nefesh. I'll finish reading the last three lines and I'll explain. Nispatlu b'metzias mipnei godol haor kizeh koch haketores shemekasheres es aguf el haneshama. So you read the pashat shot, the story of Nadav and Avihu, and like it doesn't make any sense. They brought an eish zara and then they died. So in the Svarim HaKadoshim, Tanya and others explain. I think the Or HaChaim has like this. They just when you do a mitzvah. And you're really connected. The neshama is so connected; it just wants to leave the guf. It doesn't want to have anything to do with the guf anymore. They reach the highest levels that the neshama shouldn't expire. The neshama should come back and stay in the body. But Nadav and Avihu had this such a spiritual bliss, and that was on their level. That was the chait. The chait was that you're not supposed to leave. The ikar avod is for the neshama to be in the guf, not to transcend the guf. So that's what they're explaining over here. That's what happened. They bring the Ketores, and this just, you know, the numbers like exploded, and we didn't want to come back into the guf, and that's why they died from a klesa nefesh, from an expiring of the soul. L'chein hayavodah Ketores somach lavodos menorah b'boker uve'erev, and that's why the two come in the morning and in the afternoon. They come together ki shtei avodos halalu inyonim echad, because they're really two facets of the same idea. Okay. Udvarim ha'elif. These things, he's borrowed from the Medrash. Now we'll go back to, we saw Machlokis by Har Sinai. What was it? It was more like Torah, like Menorah. He's explaining. It all comes together now. Mahatibu kol asher divaro. We're going to do everything you said. Chad omer hatava ke hatavas haneros. V'chad omer hatava ke hatavas ketores. Ratzolom means as follows. Ki l'chora lama hitivu bezeh shebikshu lishmoa mipi Moshe. Why was it that the Klal Yisrael wanted to hear from Moshe, not from Hashem? That's at first glance, it seems to be like they messed up. Kamo Shapir's Rashi, Hakadosh Shalom. Like Rashi says there, Sha'amar, on top of Kuf Samech. Moshe nit ta'arti aleichem. Rafisim es yod. You weakened my hands. I have a tsar from this. Ki ra'is yishe'enichem. Chareidim lihas karev elab me'avo. You didn't want to come close to Hashem. Ki lo haye yofel lechem lilmoy mi pia gavura v'lo limoy mi. Right? You didn't want to learn. V'medrash isha she'im haye zochin lishmo kol hadibros mi pia kodesh baruch. They would have heard everything directly from Hashem. Haye lemeidim lo meshkachim la'olam. We would learn and we would never ever forget if we would have heard directly from Hashem. We forgot because we asked to hear from Moshe instead. V'gam lo haye nechshalim oid b'chet ha'egel. They wouldn't have messed up with the sin of the chet ha'egel. V'haye zochim oz l'tikun hashalim. A complete correcting of everything that needed to be fixed. V'inkein mazesh omar ha'kosa heitiva kol asher yimer. It's like this. Ki b'nei Yisrael roe ba'atzim. They saw themselves. Shagufam ha'chomri adayin einum kli roi l'kabel or godol kaze. We haven't yet refined ourselves. We can't hold it inside of us. You know, like a little paper cup can't catch Niagara Falls. It's going to get demolished. It's not proper kli. Kamosha Amr Chazal, as it says, Sher Shaman of Bnei Israel, Anochi v'lo yeh lecha, v'pi ha'kavur, when they heard the first two commandments straight from Hashem, Yotza nishmosam, al kol diba v'dibar. The neshama just left them. So now, what does that mean, the neshama leaves? Same with the Nadav and Avihu. The neshama left them because they didn't, it expired. It was like a spiritual bliss. But that's not the tachlis. The tachlis is not to expire. The tachlis is to have the neshama in the guf and to elevate the guf. V'chozru la'achareihem shnei masar mil. V'chein kasher b'nei Yisrael bro shehem isbatlim b'metzias. We saw they're losing their whole identity. They're just like a candle expiring in the light and the power of a sun. You know, it's like a nothing. That little match is nothing compared to the koach of a sun. So the neshama was nothing in terms of the flood of ruchnis that was coming into the world. We can't hold on to it. It's going to be gone. We're not prepared. The Kachar Moshe said, it's better. Let's at least hear from Moshe because that we can handle. Imagine like a person wants to play, little kid wants to play sports, like he wants to play one-on-one. So he says, you know, I can't play like LeBron James. At least let me just play my father. Maybe I could beat my father, but I'm going to get blown out of water if I play like the pros. It's a terrible marshal, but LeMarshal, you know, like, Hashem, that we can't handle. It's like too much. Moshe, okay, that already we could be able to be soivel that. Kila Madrega Zui Gufam Kli Muchan the Kabil, that we could have. For Or Ze Yiskayim Bom La'ad, now hold on to it. That's why Shem responds, okay. Keep emes. You're right. You're correct. You should get the Torah on a level that's according to your level. Because at least that'll have a kiyum. It'll last with you. Moshe was upset by this. Moshe wanted the Jewish people to get it on a higher level. Because they would have gotten it on a higher level, that would have prevented them from being nichshol and stumbling with the chet ha'egel. That would have been the completion of everything. Yeah. Now he fends off. This is what it means. So that was the machlokus. One said it was like the menorah, one said it's like kitaris, pirush. From the fact that you want to hear from Moshe, meaning and not from Hashem, that was the same intention as preparing the neiros. Shesham on a wrong to see the ikir havoda. The main thing is haisa hatova haricha, is the preparing and the arranging of the menorah candles. And that's what the coin does, to prepare it. So that's what they were saying. We want to prepare ourselves for this. We can light it up ourselves. or our neshama. Because the whole purpose of what we're here in this world for is to make our bodies into proper receptacles for the neshama. They say about the big tzaddik of Aaron Belzer. Well, there's a Belzer Chasana today. His grandson is getting married. My daughter called me right to Israel. She's like, what's going on at the Kotel? Like, the bells is setting up everything. There's a whole big production. There was emails going around. It was a fancy big thing today. Anyway, so
at the Bells of Mikdash.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. But they said about Aaron Belzer that he was just neshama. Like, happened to be in a goof, but like, he was really all neshama. He was like a totally different level. So without purifying, you can't have it. And the other one said it was like the ketores shagam void the saketores ball the tahir of zakeh as a goof. It's also to purify the goof. She kli muchan she toyer bo or haneshama. Lechein shaper hetiva kol she liban. But meshe bikshu lishmo mi pi Moshe. It's very good. You asked to hear this from Moshe. To came in shirosh ein gufam kli muchan lekabel or godol kazeh. You can't get it. Harez lo his kain bikirvam yoiser. So that's the yisod is to all the midrashim, and then he goes a step further, and we'll do a little bit more about where do you take this from. So let's do. A lot is a little similar to what we did last. I'm going to skip. That's weird to go to. We're going to Kufsa Mechdalet on the last page. We'll skip a little bit to the left, where there's a little dot on the end. A lot of the themes that about not letting the Yetzirah take us away from our Kviyas, that's we discussed that last week. So you see what it says here on Kufsa Mechdalet. V'kashir nizki lahachniya koch chumrius aguf al yidei ha-Torah. Through by learning Torah and having this approach to understanding what it's doing, Mimela Yizgala Bikirbenu or Hanashama. Automatically it becomes revealed in us the light of our neshama. Vinizgila Hargishis or Hashem Bechom Asenu, and we'll have a Hargasha, the light of Hashem in all of our actions. Because the Torah makes an imprint. There was I think it was a Vlajna Yeshiva. And they were like, Mamish Apikorsin learning in the Vlajna Yeshiva. Like, they were like, they'd be smoking cigarettes on Shabbos and writing down Chiddush Torah. Wild, right? He says, kick him out. Get him out of here. Well, the Ma'or Shebo, the light of the Torah, will bring him back. So if we understand what's accomplished by learning Hashem's Torah, how special it is. You know, I think the Chiddush Yarim says that a Gemara, Gimel Mem Reish Aleph, is Rosh Yitevis for the four malachim that surround you when you're learning. Right, the Gimel is the Malach Gavriel, the Mem is the Malach Michoel, Resh is Raphael, and the Aleph is Uriel. You have malachim surrounding you. Every Baruch Hashem, we've had a shir tonight. Every word of Torah is another mitzvah. And to be machshiv that, and to when Tosh Rebbe from Muncie came in and was talking about having such a cheshivas for everything we do, and to realize that these are big things we're having. So when we feel this, we'll have a hargasha of the light of Hashem. With every small thing that we do, yisorer v'yislahiv libenu el kel chai. Kel chai is gematria 49. It's a remnant to the 49 days of Sfiras Omer, preparing ourselves to getting to the Torah, connecting to kel chai. Uchamai says shahai eitzel harav kodesh reb shloimele mikarlin. Okay, brings a whole. I won't go into this whole story here, but the Baal HaTanya sent his chassidim to him, but basically I won't read it word for word, but the idea was he sent his chassidim to go to the Kalina Rebbe for a Shabbos. Shlomo Kalina didn't really say Torahs, except by the very end he said one vort on a pasuk in Tehillim by Shalosh Shuvos, and that one vort, that one line, was enough to like inspire them for the whole week. Why? Because the chassidim by the Baal HaTanya were real Bali Avoda. They weren't connected. They were like above, you know, Dunkin' Donuts versus Krispy Kreme donuts. You know what I mean? That wasn't like the big, like, you know, issues they were working out. You know what I mean? So therefore, when you have such a refined goof, so one vort penetrates and it goes in, and that's the idea behind about being spiritually sensitive. I was giving a class to there's a group of women from Torah Links. And we had a class about like the importance of keeping kosher, and trying to explain that a kosher diet enables a person to be sensitive to spirituality. You know, if you go to Madison Square Garden and you're you know, your front row seats, right, and your ear is next to the amplifier, so then the following night, if you're going to a concert at Lincoln Square, the orchestra, you're not going to hear the piccolo playing in the back of the orchestra because you dulled your senses, you blew out your eardrums listening to the rock music. If a person affects their sensitivity to spirituality by chas v'shalom eating something that's non-kosher, so they can't. You have two people sitting in the same shir, listening to the same Dvar Torah, the same drasha. One person, they're inspired, it penetrates. That person, okay, maybe gonna. What's the difference? The sensitivity. The sensitivity. So he says that's what you have. Your Bali Vodos, they heard one word from the tzaddik, and I was like, wow, they're on fire from that. That's what it is. Okay, let's do this the last paragraph. Uvekoach zeh. With this whole idea about reminding ourselves that we have a guf that tries to pull us down, we have a nesham that's trying to elevate us, and the whole avoda in this week's parsha, Bahaloscha, of elevating of the neros, means elevating the neshama, elevating the Torah, elevating the ruchnius above the guf so that it can shine through. So uvekoach zeh nizke lehochi nafshein likros hayamim hanoroyim. Haboim likrosenu. That's what I was asking. Tonight is Yud Zayin Sivan, right? Okay, so he says, Ki miyom chaf Sivan, from the 20th day of Sivan, maschil kevar lehizgalas or hayom neroyim. So chaf Sivan is 100 days before Rosh Hashanah, and already 100 days in advance, the light of the yom neroyim begins to shine. Say, what? Yom Narayim? I'm thinking about, you know, summertime, you know, barbecues, Memorial Day, July 4th, fireworks. I'm not thinking about Rosh Hashanah. Oh, 3 days from now is going to start Yom Narayim. Wow. Kisha Omer Harav HaKadosh Me'optarov Zechus Yilgein Elenu. He brings here what it is in Ohev Yisrael Lukutin Parshas Matos Alakosov Kiyad Al Kes Ko. This is talking about the war with the Malik. So the hand of his is on the case, the throne of Hashem. Ki case, chaf samech, Rosh Hatevis, chaf sivan. Okay. Ka, yud, and then a hey is Rosh Hatevis, yom hakipurim. Vezer roimeis, this is a hint to this. Ki mi yom chaf sivan, starting with the day of chaf sivan, which is case, right? Case ka. Mis orir kevar haor shal yom hakipurim. Already the light of Yom Kippur begins to shine. Now what's Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur is luchos shnios. We talk about Shavuos as and rightfully so, Shavuos is Matan Torah, but the kiyum was on Yom Kippur when we got the second set of luchos, and that's what lasted. With the Shabbos habo onu mevorchim chodesh Tammuz, we're going to come up to the Shabbos mevorchim as shebo kevar mis orir or hayom hamneroyim biyeser seis, and then the light shines even stronger. Kamosh harav hakadosh bal hateres tzvi mejidrakov zechus geinu hayiragil orir bechol shana es tamidov he'd bring them the maimer hashlo hakadosh de Tammuz, the word Tammuz tof mem vav zayin notrikin zmane teshuva. They're coming. Tammuz means time to get out the get ready for tshuva. Lechein yihiratzon. Maybe Hashem's will shenizkil hiskonin kiroy likros ayom hanuroyim haboyim likrosenu. We should start thinking now. Not talking about making your seats for sure. We're talking about the inner avoda, the preparing for the yom hanuroyim. You know, Rav Pam has a voice. He says yom hanuroyim. He doesn't translate as days of awe. Rav Pam says, Yom Neroyim are awesome days. Mm. Awesome days. V'nizke l'sakin kol ma'aseinim l'shu b'tshuva shleim l'fonim. We should be zoichet to fix everything needs to be fixed and do a complete tshuva. V'tehi rotzon tomi b'avoydus Yisrael. Sechazen einenim shuv chal tzion b'rachamim or chodosh al tzion to'ir v'nizke l'chlon yach v'mheir l'oiro uval tzion goel v'mheir v'yameinu. Amen. So he ends off by focusing on this. So again, I realize it's a longer piece. We don't have a chance to read everything. But I think we got the yisod of the piece from Tosh Rebbe. Any questions, comments?